Good story. I got kicked off the bus.
The school bus?
A school bus. And this kid would always pick on me, bully me, and we got into a fight. I finally was...
What was his name?
Kenny Foster. He was a couple of grades ahead of me. Big guy. Nice guy, but he's a wise guy. He hit me, and so I got up and hit him. Tommy Ingalls, his father owned the bus company. So this had to be the sixth grade. And so we got kicked off, and we had to walk to school.
The bus driver stopped the bus right there on the road and told you to get out?
Get out. And so we had to walk home. And so for a week, I had to walk to school and walk home. Kenny Foster tried to dress up as, he used his sister's dress to try to get on the bus. And they wouldn't let him on. That was in September. And Alan Kasunas, myself, Kenny Foster, were there on the island. This is right before Halloween. And Tommy Ingalls would go in the Legion and have a few drinks. And we saw him go in there, and he had a couple of drinks before he got there.
How old was Tommy Ingalls at that point?
He was one of the, his father owned the insurance company, he owned the bus company and the oil company.
But how old was he?
Oh, I'm going to say he was in his 20s.
How old were you guys when you were sitting out there in the
Oh, it was in the sixth or seventh grade.
Okay, so he was a lot older than you. Okay.
So I said, let's go steal all the pumpkins and put them in his car. And we did. We filled his car up with pumpkins.
Where'd you get them all?
Through the neighborhood. People had them all on their steps. We went up School Street, come down Circus Street. We called the cops. They come down and saw the pumpkins in there. And I didn't take anybody. And he got into an argument with them because he was drinking. And he had to put the pumpkins back or something. They gave him a tough time. This is almost 10 years later. It was the St. Patrick's dinner. My father was being honored for something. And so I was supposed to go with my wife, but my wife is almost having a baby and she was bedridden. He said, take George Ethan with you. So on the way over, I told George Ethan the story. He said, Tommy Ingalls is there. I didn't know George was going to drink a lot of beer. Halfway through the night, he said, you're Tommy Ingalls. You drove a bus, right? He said, did you ever get arrested for stealing pumpkins? And he says, yeah, some kids put pumpkins in my thing. He said, it was him. He came across the table. It was a good thing he was drinking soap because he just grabbed me and that was it. I left and went home. He was really mad.
Still
mad, yeah.
That's funny.
But it was clean fun. Maybe.